And a good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. Since the early 20th century, at least, actually a little time before that, materialism, disguised as science, has undermined our belief in the human ability to experience something beyond the material world. Many people find it difficult to believe in God and the human soul, and this materialist perspective has is not only personally unfulfilling, but it has very negative social consequences as well. You can look to its, and also the way that it can hinder the inspirational impulses necessary in works of the works of the arts as well as the sciences. My guest, Father Robert Spitzer, joins us today to talk about the work he's been doing to help remind people that God is there, He is not silent, and that there's an abundance of evidence and clues and pointers to the existence of God and to the human soul. And Father, it's good to have you back here.
Well, it's great to be back with you, Al. Thank you.
You are currently, you're still president of the Majus Center and the Spitzer Center. You were president of Gonzaga for university for 11 years. And I was looking over your books about 2 months ago. I was just checking to see if I if I had them all.
Yeah.
And it dawned on me, and you can correct me here, because I never asked you this question before. Mm-hmm. It dawned on me that you have really embarked upon the formation of a new apologetic. You are not only working with some of the classical proofs for the existence of God, but you are focusing especially upon the human capacity to experience transcendence. You're using philosophy there. You're using principles in ethics, classical ethics, to talk about human happiness and fulfillment, and you're using physics to demonstrate that God is real. Was that a self-conscious decision to come up with a broad apologetic like this?
Yes, it was, for two reasons. The first reason is we need a contemporary Catholic narrative to combat materialism, as you were just suggesting, Al. Which has become somewhat rampant. If you look at that Pew survey, you're looking at a 1% increase per year in our young people moving to the category of unbelievers, what the Pew survey calls nones,
right?
N-O-N-E-S. And the key, that's from 24% to 36%, you know, in 11 years. That's more than 1% acceleration per year.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Which is... Yeah, it's terrible, and Catholics are not an exception.
Right.
So we have to get a hold of this, because one of the key reasons why kids are losing their faith is because they're not getting what I would call contemporary answers to questions that are really being put out there, not just by the new atheism, but by their college professors, even by their high school teachers, certainly by the social media. There's tremendous pressure to give up their transcendental sense of themselves, to give up and just become a materialist with the rest of the gang, to kind of go with level one and two happiness, if I could put it that way, and to abandon their sense of transcendence. So, you know, it's huge pressure. And so many of them in college just plain give up. And so you see so many kids just lose their faith. So I just thought, okay, first things first, you know, the old three questions of St. Ignatius Loyola, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the greatest universal need? Is anyone else doing it? And if not, are you competent to do it?
Hmm.
If so, get going. So I thought to myself, what's the greatest universal need? We better get a contemporary Catholic narrative that uses contemporary science, contemporary psychology,
yep,
that uses contemporary philosophy, that uses contemporary logic, that puts those classical proofs, yes, in a contemporary mm-hmm. form, which makes use of contemporary logic, you know, like Lonergan's proof, and, mm-hmm. and retell it so that people can understand the proof. You know, we need contemporary, the evidence of contemporary science, particularly, you know, the Bort of Ellingen and Guth proof. We need the entropy evidence. We need the anthropic coincidences, things of that nature, which yeah. I talk about in the book. We also need, you know, I mean, these near-death experiences, there are really great peer-reviewed medical studies of, you know, how, you know, we might call it a soul-like body leaves our physical body, mm-hmm. right? A transphysical body leaves our physical body, capable of seeing and hearing, reporting veridical data. I mean, these things are so extraordinary, these studies. They actually show that 80% of blind people who have no physical apparatus with which to see, suddenly for the first time in their lives, are seeing when they're clinically dead. You know,
wow.
flat EEG, you know, no gag reflex, fixed and dilated pupils. And for the first time in their lives, they're not only able to see, but report the data they're seeing so veridically accurately that, of course, no independent researcher can deny that they are actually having existence outside of their physical bodies, like a soul-like existence. So, I mean, you've got tremendous contemporary evidence, not only for the soul and not only for God, from, you know, psychology, medicine, science, contemporary yep. philosophy and logic. I mean, it's just out there. And so the that's the greatest universal need. Secondly, is anybody else doing it? I hate to say it. Not very many.
No.
You know, I mean, we've got some Protestants out there who are doing a good job, like William Lane Craig.
On the, you know, on the Calum cosmological argument, yeah.
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 But, I mean, you know, in the Catholic world, I'm telling you, the Majus Center is few and far between. So I just thought, okay, not many people are doing it. What we better get, you know, do we have the competence to do it? Yes, we do. We've
yeah.
got the science.
Yep.
We've got the philosophy. We've got people who can deal with these things, do the productions, make the videos, get the website going. And, of course, I write the books and things yeah. like that. But essentially, we got to get this, I mean, marketed yeah. as soon as possible. So I'm just begging your listeners to, if you've got kids who are just struggling with, do I have a soul? I'm begging you, read this
yeah.
book.
Yeah.
You know, if a couple of the chapters, like chapter 3, are a tough slog, just go buy them and return to them after you've read chapters 1, 2, 4, and 5, and then come back to 3 and 6, and the appendices, which are on science and physics and God and so forth. You know, just read it as much as you can, because we need you not only to believe, we need you to help defend belief in an increasingly materialistic culture, which embraces materialism without any critical rationality.
I know.
I mean, that's the thing that's just killing me. You know, the evidence is on the transcendentalist side,
yes,
right? The belief
yeah.
in transphysical soul, and yet materialism, it just continues to perpetuate itself, you know, at an accelerated rate. So I just thought, let's get this baby going. So I did, absolutely, when I left Gonzaga, my sole intention was to get this narrative going,
yeah.
a contemporary Catholic, but scientific, psychological, medical, philosophical, logical narrative going
yeah.
so that we could not only defend our faith, but so that people could know their true dignity and destiny and stop underliving their lives, yeah. underestimating their dignity, and underestimating the eternal, beautiful destiny to which they're called in the unconditionally loving
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason for it. And so that's Majus Center. That's the books. That's,
yeah.
You picked me up. You found me out.
We've known each other for many years now, and I've always appreciated your work. But it just kind of gelled in my thinking 2 months ago, and I because I've there's a lot of pop apologetics out there, and I'm grateful for them. I've written some of them myself. But there are precious few who have the philosophical, and in your case, also the scientific backgrounds that can actually form a coherent presentation of the faith that is also familiar with all the empirical data that's out there. And I don't know anybody else in the Catholic world that is operating at the level of apologetics that the Majus Center is operating at. And I'm just very, very excited. And we used to say, will we ever see anybody like Thomas Aquinas again who can integrate so many different streams of knowledge? Well, we may never have somebody quite like Thomas Aquinas again, but what you're doing at the Majus Center, does in fact try to work with all of these different disciplines and bring them together into a coherent story about the truth, the ultimate truth of the Catholic faith. And I'm just excited about what's going on there. Do you find that it is getting traction? Because part of the problem of materialism is that it dulls people. If you think that the end of life is the grave, and that all your aspirations for human happiness, significance, your aspirations for love and justice, are just some kind of evolutionary quirk that ultimately can't be fulfilled, you stop thinking about it. You stop torturing yourself with those questions because you think in the long run it's futile. Do you find people getting traction reading your books saying, wait a minute, I'm awakening now to that I am, in fact, hungry for God and He's there for me?
Oh, absolutely. I have to tell you, the traction is unbelievable. But, I mean, our problem, is right now the Majus Center, we're content producers, right?
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
not professional marketers. But, we got a board of academic fellows that have really great physicists, great philosophers, great logicians, great doctors, I mean, we have a wonderful board of academic, but we're really content producers.
Yep.
We produce books and videos, and, there's a lot of free stuff on our website, MajusCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, we're trying to get marketing traction now, and you're helping us, believe me, Al.
Well, hold it there, Father. We'll come back and continue the conversation. My guest is Father Robert Spitzer, president of the Majus Center, author. We're taking a look at the soul's upward yearning, clues to our transcendent nature from experience and reason.